I'm hoping that there my microphone is. We're finally getting there. Blessing and grace and peace to you on this Pentecost Sunday. I have an interesting story to tell you. I came in Friday and looked over the sanctuary, and we were still all in white livery. And I said, well, if I had time, I would change all the banners. I just don't have time right this minute. But apparently, it's like the shoemaker's elves. I come in this morning, and all the banners have changed. So I'm sure it was a little tiny shoemaker. Where is Richard Schneer? I don't see him in here, but we need to give him a thanks for that, for changing. We see, amen. Sarah, my daughter Sarah, you know I have a grandson, Sarah's. And she was a little concerned. She is a very active parent, so she went to the pharmacy to just double check on everything, and she said, I want to make sure that I give my son all the right vitamins, A, B, C. What are some of the others? And the pharmacist looked at her and says, it doesn't matter, he can't read. Yes, we can let that be where it is. We celebrate and we welcome all of you. To remind you, this is communion this morning. All are welcome to come forward for communion. We come down through the center aisle, we receive the elements, partake at that time, return by the side aisles. If you are ambulatorily challenged, or if you just would like to be served in your seat, remain there. The ushers will pass by. They'll look at you. You can let them know yay or nay. And we will bring you the elements after all the others have been served. So be invited to the table. Christ invites us all. Come. Come and feast. By way of other announcements, we are in the season of Pentecost. So it is exciting. Some of you wore red. Some of us remembered. Some of us don't have red. Some of us are now red because we forgot that we didn't wear red, but neither here nor there. Any other announcements for the good of the order as we are coming and gathering? Paya, do we have anything from the office set up that we need to share with everybody? Okay. Because of, Michael, if you'll go over to Diana. Because of the holiday, especially, Paya and I never got to work together even one day this week. We divide up office hours, but we have only spoken to each other virtually. And sometimes you know what can happen with that, so we apologize if there are glitches. Diana.
There's a couple things I'd like to make an announcement for. Next Sunday, the Othon Reese will be back in town. They will be worshiping with us, and they would like us, if anybody wants to go to lunch with them, to please make plans to join us. We don't know where we're going yet, but we'll know by next Sunday. And I don't know if any of you noticed outside, our gardens are looking rather sad. There's a lot of weeds out there. There's a lot of grass out there. I have not been able to do as much as I used to, and Helen has been out of town. So if there's anybody that has some time on Tuesday, we will be here, and we will be working in the garden, and we would appreciate any help you can give us, be it an hour or two. Thank you.
All right. Taking care of God's creation. It is. I don't know how much water all of you've got, but I have counted up a little over 2 inches of water in the last, 10 days? So, Debbie Genther, our mission director.
I'd like to remind everybody the next crop fundraiser in June, I just put out the flyers. It is Wednesday, June 22nd at Applebee's on Iliff, and the flyers are in the narthex. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All you have to do is go and eat, present a little certificate to the server to let them know, and they give a percentage of your bill. Donate that back to the church for mission work. Thank you, Debbie. We can all go and eat, right? I am a little worried that the Ottenreese are going to be back and have anybody who wants to go to lunch with them. I pity the restaurant that we descend upon, but it's just me. What a celebration. Anything else for the good of the order? All right, seeing none, we are about worship. Stand, wave at one another, and let us turn to our call to worship.
Grace and peace to you. No, just jump right in.
I invite you to join me in the call to worship. Please stand as you are able.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. Lord, in wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creature. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships and the Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in divine works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Please remain standing for our opening hymn in the Faith We Sing hymnal, number 2130, The Summons.
Called The Summons. Please be seated.
Our first reading will be from Genesis 11, 1 through 9. That's page 8 in the Pew Bible. That is different from what it shows in the bulletin. Now, the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth.
The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have Monica reading for us. Thank you for that. Interesting, people from Savannah can speak the same language and do all the same things. That's pretty amazing stuff there, huh? God's great diversity. By way of prayers and concerns, we lift all those on the back page, those different things that are in the midst of our needs for prayer. And you are aware of them, and we are grateful for those things. We continue to pray for peace in the midst of war. We continue to pray for justice in the midst of injustices, and we continue to pray for unity where there has been division, so we ask those things. Are there other concerns you would lift that are not lifted in the bulletin that we ought to be gathering here this morning for the church family? Excuse me. I don't see any. How about celebrations? By way of celebrations, we do have some birthdays listed, but wanted to know if you have any other celebrations before I turn to those. If you are not on our prayer chain, just to be aware, Larry and Ruella Contour, thank you. My tongue got all twisted up there. Larry and Ruella, Larry had hip surgery, got out of the hip surgery, went home, but ended up with COVID and went back. So it's going around, and those of us wearing masks, just precaution, let's just not let things get out of hand again, but using common sense. But we wanted to lift them. Tara, Renee's niece, Tara, very, very good news, celebrations there. Don had shared his prayer that he's going to be tested for the possibility of a kidney transplant, and so prayers for him, that's later the 21st of June, so that's down the road just a little bit, but we lift all of those concerns that were in a prayer chain. Did I miss others? By way of celebrations, Larry and Ruella Contour are celebrating an anniversary on next Sunday. No, today, Sunday the 5th, June 5th. So anniversary for them. And I have that Rick and Louise Jasper are celebrating an anniversary on the 12th. I believe they have joined with another church. The drive here was just a little too much for them. So there's down southwest somewhere, but other celebrations, birthdays, celebrations. I don't see Poe. Is Tupo here? I don't see her yet. No. You might just greet her and celebrate her. She graduated with honors, and so she is. Yes. Well, well, we're celebrating, and we give thanks for all of that. Are there other prayers of concern or celebration? If not, I invite you to turn to our responsive prayer and let us read responsively. Lord God, hear our prayer. Lord God, we are always in need of your guidance. We lift our thanks for your blessing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you have not left us alone, but have given us your Holy Spirit. You have touched us. All of us have received the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of Christ within us. As we entrust our most precious loved ones to your healing presence, Lord, have compassion on us and all who are hurting. Heal the sick and infirm. Bring balm to the angry, bring compassion to all. Help us share your transforming good news. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and in preparation as we invite Neo to come and to offer the prayer.
גדולות. תמה אילן אקדריהו מהו מכקולג האפיון ומהו פיקי כאו הנחה כותאי ליליו חותאו היא פיקי הו נחה תלע אוף קאטאגי מוע איקי אמהו פאפגפיו הכוחו עלו חומה ומו יהו ומהו פמלו יאהו פרמנת כהני אוהיפו אלאו מעלי מה עוני עוני כוחו מהו תאוקה ומהו פמלו האופה האפיונה יאו פולופולה האוהימי הוקקאי כמהו פיו ומהו פרמלו האופה תאיתוקו כפגעי נעשי אקי מהותו. כהו אופאי, כאוקאי כמהותאו יהיו מהווה פעמוי אפיון. פעלה ופה כה כהו הו מורי כממה. ומורי מורי אי כמהו נעי נעו הלאה כתוה פעמוי מהווה נעלה. חיירו תמהו כהלאו פה, כפה נעו אי אפיון. ומהו תנגי אטוקי אפיונה, כמהו נחי פיינתא איה, פגלאו מעלי, פגסינו, אי כי כפרמוי כמעטור, אי כי הוא היה פאה, וכפיימהו כמה, מיונו נאו היה כאי פייתו אוקונה תפו, אי כי תוקוני מאי. אי כי הוא היה נחי לינגי טוטו, יהמה מקווני, I Ukraine pembe tau Rusia eki tokon mai me ngau agi mo eki ki mau tol ke mau hoko ko kakai ke tutu i ai ofa i he feitu o ku hongi ai ai ofa Eiki tokoni mai, ke mau tūtū i ae whakamore more, i whetu u, oku i ae ae lawea. Eiki tokoni mai, ke mau tūtū i ae whakatua merie, i he whetu u, oku more ae ae amanaki. Eiki tokoni mai, ke mau fie fia, I he feitu oku more ai ai fie fia. Eiki tokoni mai ki atiki mau tolu ke mau hulu ai mama. I he feitu oku iai ai whakapo uri. Heavenly Father, you the one who answers our prayer, who's listening to our cry. We come this morning seeking your blessing. We are holding on for your unchanging character, for your keeping all your promises. Forgive us and pardon us for our unrelenting coming, asking of you, just because your Son, who came to comfort us, creating us, O Lord, and to be an instrument of your peace, to sow love where there is hate, to sow forgiveness where there is hurt, to sow faith where there is doubt, to sow good hope where hope is lost, to sow joy where there is unpleasantness, to sow light where there is darkness. Solution we're looking for there is shedding of blood all over the world, in Ukraine, hunger, Russia, peace. And we thank you for this very day to remember the coming of the Holy Spirit to comfort us, heal us spiritually, physically. There is no hope but in only you. We beg of you, please, help us so we may be light in our houses, in our community, so we may find peace wherever we may be. There's more we could ask, but your love will complete all what we are looking for. And we ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. We say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Malo, I invite the gathering of musicians here. I'm not sure what you're even calling yourselves these days, but this is the day to sing, This is the Day. So we invite you forward. While they're coming forward, if you need time to write a check, this is a perfect time to remember your offering.
Oh, I know.
Except putting it into CD mode.
This is the day.
This is the day.
Please stand as you are able for the gospel reading, which is John 14, verses 1 through 6, 15 through 18, 25 through 27. In your pew Bible, that is the New Testament, pages 102 to 103. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
Y'all sit down. I learned that in my first appointment in Wyoming. Y'all. Celebrations of Pentecost Sunday. Amen? What does that mean? I bet you if we pulled people, some of them say, well, it means we wear red. Yeah, we do. And what do you suppose that means? We're supposed to wear red. The pastor was supposed to remind you last week to wear red. What does that mean? It means the pastor is forgetful. He didn't remind you. We know that. I'm slipping. Lord God, guide me that I don't slip too far. But what does it mean? It means the coming of the advocate. You heard Monica name the advocate. You remember the Greek word paraclete? Not a parakeet, but it's close. The paraclete or the parakletos. They didn't know what that was. Everybody was scratching their head. They're going to send a what? And it is that advocate in our midst. I decided I wanted to read it instead of letting Monica read it. The Pentecost scripture from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and all of a sudden from heaven there came a sound like a rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire descended on all of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And all who saw this were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? What does this mean? I'm not sure where I have normally always used the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, but I learned that as the Spirit gave them utterance. Our RSV says ability. I think there's kind of a difference there. Utterance means how you talk. I wish the Spirit would give me the utterance, the ability to understand Tongan. Neo's prayer, I caught bits and pieces of things that I thought he was saying, but by and large, it was a good time for meditation for me. And that's okay. Prayer is like that. Thank you for sharing in both Tongan and English, brother. Thank you. Malo. Malo. But ability, as the Spirit gave them ability, that's a whole different thing. That's not just speech. This week, summertime is upon us. Will Blake came around. He's starting to mow the lawns. And I went out to touch base because our neighbors in the church next door, they want to hire him to do their lawn too. He can't. He's overwhelmed. He doesn't have enough time in the day to get all done that he's doing as it is. But the woman came, and Will and I were talking. A woman drove up, three little kids in the car, and she came and no inglés. Ese es iglesia. I said, yeah, it's a church. Iglesia. And then there's a bunch of Spanish that I didn't comprehend. But she said, Saint Teresa. I went, aha, I've heard of an iglesia, a church named Saint Teresa. Debbie's pointing her finger too. Yeah, yeah, we've heard of that, haven't we? And I said, Saint Teresa Church. Si. Oh, we're getting close. So I pulled out my phone. I didn't know. I looked at Will. Did he know where? Well, it was somewhere. And I said, I don't know. Let's get it. I pulled out my phone. And she goes, aha. And so she said a bunch of stuff in Spanish really quick. Well, one of the kids dived over, jumped in the car, jumped back out of the car, brought her phone. So phone to phone, I Googled St. Teresa, pulled up the address. She copied it into her Google and got the address. And all was happy. That ability to communicate, we Googled to Googled. Now, how about that as a different way of getting together? Figuring out a way to get there. We can do that. We can do these things. It's an amazing thing. We can communicate even without speech. I think it was St. Francis who said, go, offer Christ. Use words if necessary. And they go and they are offering them to Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia. Aren't you glad you didn't read this, Monica? Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene. And visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, all in their own languages, hearing them these deeds of God's power. Where the heck is Pamphylia? Is that just a little bit south of Edgewater? Where is Pamphylia? You know, these names, they're just words to us now. Difficult words. And first time I had to read that, it took me about an hour to go through and look up in the dictionary how to pronounce stuff. I was in seminary and I thought, please don't have the professor call me to read this because I don't know any of these words. You can get them all wrong and nobody will care. Bottom line, these were the edges of the known universe. This is everywhere, all around the world, these people were hearing these words. Now, there were English, Palangi, and Tongans, and Koreans, and Russians, Swedes, and Zunis, and residents of Swaziland, Kiev, Quito, Perth, and Peru. Beijing, and Bombay, and Berlin, Islamabad, and Ireland, and Tunis, and Toronto. All of them heard in their own native language. Do you get the gist of that? Everywhere the word of Christ being spoken. It's the first time I have ever in the lectionary not read Acts 2 as the primary text for Pentecost Sunday, because this is it. This is what talks about how the Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit comes and comes upon the Christian church. And it's pivotal. That's why I included it here some in my sermon. But this is the Pentecost event. This is an important part of how and where we are. But I grabbed that other passage that Monica read out of the Tower of Babel. You've heard that before, haven't you? We all heard that. That's where the difference of languages came from, that people were building and they were getting a little arrogant and they were getting clear up into the clouds. And God says, let us confuse their language. Okay. And I'll tell you what, I'm still confused. I'm still working on English, and I'm still confused. That was a joke. Went over like a lead balloon. But that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is all the languages of the world, and we hear this diversity of them. I love walking around the grocery store. Here in Aurora, anyway, if you traveled to Johnstown, where I was before, if you heard a foreign language, it would stand out. But here in Aurora, we have such diversity. Such a blend. And my neighbors across the way are Ukrainian, and I'm beginning to recognize Ukrainian. Isn't that fun? And it's not Russian. I can't tell the difference there, but I can at least get some sense of Ukrainian and Russian. All of these different languages that can be dividing, factors between us. As soon as somebody comes up and they don't speak English, I panic a little bit, do you? Oh, Lordy, here we go. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to say? How are we going to get this through? Of course, I had to back up and realize that when I first went to seminary and a professor came up to me one-to-one, I thought, oh, Lord, I hope I know what to say and how to say it and don't say something wrong. But the Spirit is upon us and it gives us ability. And God created that diversity. I have to tell you, it's just fascinating to see all of the diversity of people and blends of people and blends of ethnic groups and blends of races and blends of all of the things that get blended together. Sometimes it gets a little confusing. I said malo to Neo after he prayed. That's thank you in Tongan. In Spanish, malo is bad. So we have all these languages that might conflict and twist, and we've heard some of how those things happen, and we can laugh at them and joke about them. But language is a minimal part of human interaction. When I was a kid, I was only in ninth grade, but my folks said, instead of Christmas presents, let's take a vacation. I said, no, I want the presents. I was outvoted. This was in the 60s, and we traveled to a little town in Mexico, Aquino Bay. This was before touristy Mexico. I mean, this was a fishing village. And they happened to have a couple places you could rent, and Dad rented one of those. And he was the only one among us that spoke some Spanish. And we swam in the ocean over December. That was pretty cool. But Mom and Dad at one point said, don't go out very far. It's pretty shallow. And we thought, well, let's go out at least to where we're up to, like our armpits. No, you stay in here. Didn't know what that was about till we got to the restaurant that night. It was a pizza parlor in Mexico. And as a kid, I swear to God that it took an hour and a half to make our pizzas. Now, it was just maybe kid timing. Maybe it was the fact that North Americans have this funny thing about time that we need to get over. Who knows? But at any rate, while the pizza's cooking, Dad talked to the server. Well, Dad didn't know, but he had looked out in the waves and he'd seen fins. And he didn't want to alarm us kids, so he didn't say anything, but he was trying to convey to the server what kind of sharks were those. And the server was perplexed and looked at him, no sé. I don't know what you're talking about, bud. So Dad got out. I did not know he was such an artist, but he drew a shark. It was an excellent shark. I wish I'd had that. It was on a napkin. I wish I'd kept it, but the man laughed. No. And he said something else. Dad said, no say. So he got out the pencil and he drew a dolphin. You're okay. Next day we swam a little deeper in the water. Dolphin, porpoise, I don't know the difference. You Tongans can instruct me later. We'll get to that. But that communication that can happen, we just need to take the time and have the patience and understand that the Holy Spirit is among us in the midst of all of this diversity. And here at Burns, we are blessed with that diversity, and we celebrate that diversity, and it's a wonderful thing. But there are lots of different ways that we are diverse, and we need to be aware of those. There's diversity of age that's beginning to be interesting to me. Kids are TikToking and Twittering, and I'm not sure what those are. If you TikTok, I always thought when I was a kid that meant you better get moving, you're going to be late for school, but I didn't. That is obviously not what they're in the midst of now. And they'll say something is dope. My generation, it meant something completely different what it means today. My understanding, you young guys in the back row back there, dope means A-okay, right? That's dope, man. That's cool. It has changed since the 60s for sure. And now you can be ghosted. Oh, I was talking to so-and-so, but I guess they ghosted me. That means they quit communicating. I thought it was worrisome when ghosts did communicate. But hey, I'm just confused here. So there's a generational gap, and that's an all right thing, because I remember when we were the leading edge of that, and our parents were looking at us strange. And that's okay, because growth happens. Diversities of culture. One day we were doing a funeral here, Neo came up to me. We were just finishing the funeral, and everyone was solemnly walking out at the end. And Neo nodded at me, and he said, in Tonga, he said, they wouldn't be walking out solemnly. And we wouldn't be done in an hour, right? Tongan funerals, and they're emotional. Yeah, Lucy's explaining. What is that in Tongan? In English, it's longer than an English service. You see, Neo, here in North America, we're called the frozen chosen. We narrow it down to 1 hour, and we're very stoic and don't cry and don't do anything. And it's not nearly as healthy. But those cultural differences, what an amazing thing. What a wonder. And it's all right to have those diversity. You see, God created that diversity. God divided the languages. God scattered us. And we are all God's children. Musician Wynton Marsalis, he had a quote, it just stopped me cold. He said, our gene pool demands diversity, but our tribal alliances demand sameness. And I thought he's dead right. You have to go along with everybody else to be a part of the group, part of the tribe. You got to fit in, you got to agree. And if anyone disagrees, they're out of the tribe. What does Christianity call us to be? I believe Christianity calls us to be that diverse people that God created. I believe that diversity is in the midst, in the very center of who we are, and it is our challenge to be people who are about crossing those lines and engaging across diversity. You see, I can't put it very clearly. Jesus had a straightforward way of putting it. He said, love one another. Love one another. Amen? All right. We are turning to communion. I invite Pastor Neo to come as we assist. If you are following along in your hymnal, you can turn to page 13. Pio will have it on the overhead as well. If you are following in your hymnal, we're on page 13 at the Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts, in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ's offering for us, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be in the world for the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. I invite the communion helpers forward.
Will you stand and join me in singing Many Gifts, One Spirit? It's on page 114 in the book, in the hymnal.
Diversity of ability to share. I'm going to share with you telepathically. There's my microphone. That's better now. But we're going to go out from here and you're going to meet people that are different from you. Hallelujah. You're going to meet people that speak different languages. And hallelujah. Because the Spirit will give you ability. Use that ability. The Spirit is upon each and every one of us. Tongues as a fire on each of us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All right, our closing. Join hands with those close to you. Let's not spread any diseases or whatever you, but connect hands, if you will. We have a note. Which one? Mark's going to give us, this is go now in peace, but we don't know what to start with. Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Amen, amen. Go in peace.